Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In case you were committed during the last men's room performance, here's what you missed.
My question is, do you believe this horrible son of a bitch is black, white, Mexi, or Jew?
Oh, God, that's like the worst thing I've heard in a long time.
It was a lot of fun reading it, too.
Yeah, geez.
It didn't matter because you had DNA.
And, you know, and being a molester, that's pretty white. Almost too obvious.
That's part
white.
Of,
I don't know. What are you guys thinking?
It's part of how the Klan recruits
exactly.
Now.
Jesus. Join the Boy Scouts of America
right.
And the Catholic Church.
We have a job for you.
You can be in a Boy Scout troop at a Catholic church. Think about that. I mean, there's no way it's not going to happen. Right?
Someone broke into the Louisiana governor's mansion last week and fell asleep on the couch.
Hey, probably nice and comfortable in there. You know?
It is probably the nicest couch.
What did he plan on doing? He broke into the governor's mansion. Were you going to steal stuff? Were you going to wreck the place? Or did you actually just want to go in there and just see what his couch was
like? Sounds like you want to take a nap.
Right.
What state was it?
Louisiana.
I mean, you'd have to think there's some cool stuff in the governor's mansion.
It's the governor, sure. All the gifts they didn't tell you that they got illegally. You know, yeah. I mean, hell yeah.
Hello, governor.
Hello, governor. Mind if I take a wee nap on the couch?
In his defense, I feel like the governor's mansion is paid for by the taxpayer. Take a nap.
That is a good point. Socialism.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I mean, that's what it is, right? The taxpayers paid for it in socialism.
This is 1 millionth my couch.
I tried it once, man. Just in the back of a cop car. It didn't work out well. I'll sweat it, fellas. Take a nap.
I'll be out in a minute.
Yeah.
Don't worry. I pay your salary.
Yeah, all right.
Now, keep in mind that Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman are Australian, but they have daughters named
Dingo Rebus,
Sunday Rose, and Faith Margaret.
I get the feeling she was responsible for both of those names.
Mm-hmm. Kelly Clarkson and Brandon Blackstock named their daughter River Rose and their son Remington Alexander.
Remington?
I'm telling you, it all fits through the country music filter, doesn't it? Doesn't these all sound like country music names?
Remington, maybe. Yeah, actually, Remington, sure.
Locash Preston Brust and his wife, Kristen, have a boy named Legend Wild and a daughter named Love Lily.
Love Lily?
Love Lily. Brantley and Amber Gilbert's son is Barrett Hardy Clay. Joe Don Rooney and Tiffany Fallon have girls named Raquel Blue and Devin Olivia. Their son is Jagger Donovan.
Okay, well, Jagger. All right.
And this is the one that I question, but either way, Kiefer and Shauna Thompson named their boy Rigney Cooper.
Rigney?
Rigney Cooper.
Is that
don't ask me.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know.
Rigney. There you go.
Rigney Cooper. You married Nick Cage in Vegas after a 4-day bender. I mean, it's Vegas. It's Nick Cage.
I get it.
It's 4 days. I'm going to say that sucks the least. If you didn't know what you're getting into, look, I don't think what she's doing is right, obviously. It's not like they were in love or anything like that. They might have been in lust, but I mean, come on. It's Vegas. It's Nick Cage. This is par for the course.
That they were married for 4 days and he owes her support?
I don't think he owes her. I don't
she's
think
suing for
she's
it.
Suing for it. He doesn't know her anything yet.
No, but I'm saying, like, you think that sucks the least?
I'm just saying, like, if someone's willing to marry you in 4 days in Vegas and you're Nick Cage, I think you know what you're getting into.
Sure.
I mean, this is not love.
I hear what both of you are saying. Ted, if she ends up getting that money,
then it's a problem.
Then right now, just right now in her holding pattern, she's a bitch. She's an idiot. She's a gold digger. She's conniving.
You could tell that.
But she
in.
Has not been rewarded yet.
Right.
If she gets rewarded, then I officially hate her.
Then
right
I
now,
might switch. Right, exactly.
Well, maybe the restaurant lady worked for a giant chain. That'll be fine.
And
there
I agree
are
with
no
that.
Victimless crimes,
and
Ted.
I agree with that, too. Please wish my future hubby Philly Jim a happy 31st birthday. We're getting married on June 1st in Syracuse, New York. And most of our car rides from Philadelphia to Syracuse consist of listening to your awesome show. Jim is a plumber, so please have the dirty Germans talking about plumbing.
Yeah, the thing I like most about plumbers, I call them to my house even when there's nothing wrong, just to see the plumber's crack.
Yeah, I like this plumbing. It's a lot of wetness. There's veins, drains. Some people call this the main vein. Yes, plumbers are great. And on this road trip, get a black and white cookie. In Germany, we've only heard of these.
Yeah, and it is good that fecal matter does not bother you for what I have planned tonight.
Miles, would you like the black and white cookie?
I don't think I've had one.
You haven't had the black and white
cookie? Is that cookie? Like a black bottom?
No,
no, that's like that's a cupcake thing.
It's like a cake kind of cookie, and then half is white, half is chocolate frosting.
They're tremendous.
Yeah, maybe I have had one.
A new study ranked all the 50 states by how addicted they are to gambling.
Nevada, number one?
You'd think, right?
I would think Jersey.
I was getting ready to guess New Jersey. Same thing. All the
is
sports
it Delaware?
Books and everything.
This is going to shock all of you.
Wait, Utah.
Philip Morris just announced a new life insurance business in the UK.
He's not working on it.
Oh, sorry. I thought that was the bit.
You know what?
It is.
All right.
It's the bit. You're right. It's what you do. We understand.
He even calls it that.
Yeah.
And we're still disappointed. 2 years ago, in what they're calling a freak skydiving accident, he lost his right leg. But since then, he's got a prosthetic replacement. And I don't know what that accident was. He's called it a freak accident. Loses his leg, whatever. My man, like anyone who's dedicated to what they do, he is right back up in a plane, and he is jumping out again, including his prosthetic leg. So he jumps out of the plane. He's going to skydive. Unfortunately, his leg fell off as he's now floating down on the parachute.
Oh. Okay,
so this is the second time he's lost the same leg while skydiving. He did not report it to the police. He just landed, figured it is gone. Well, lucky for him, it landed in the lumberyard of some nearby business. They found it, and it kind of freaked them out. So they called the cops. This thing's worth $15,000. They called the cops. The cops kind of went to social media, and that's when Dion sees that someone has found his prosthetic leg. And here's a wonderful picture of the policeman.
Oh, he's being reunited there.
Handing it back, and if you look closely, he already has a replacement.
They say using hard-to-guess passwords is a strong first step, and we recommend combining three random but memorable words. Be creative and use words memorable to you. They say nobody should protect sensitive data with something that can be guessed, like their first name, local football team, or more importantly, favorite band.
Yeah, that's never part of my thing.
And the bands that you should avoid at all costs.
Okay, these are the main bands that are wrecked.
Yes, exactly.
All right.
Metallica, because they'll sue you if they find out you're using the password. Eminem, 50 Cent, and Blink 182.
Really?
Along with Slipknot. If you can, avoid those passwords from the musical genre. Again, Slipknot, Blink 182, Eminem, and 50 Cent, along with Metallica.
Go with Eminem.
Ola Ben's room, would you kindly, Miles, Thrill, Ted, Robin, in German, if she likes, talk all over yourselves, arguing for why you love beer the most amongst the crew. Please start at an NPR whisper and ramp it up at the finish to Angry Sports Talk Radio. Thank you, guys. That from Hunch Punch. Well, let me see.
And that's a big-ass request, man. It's like all the different styles of beer that are out there. I finally discovered the ones I like. Even though I got all the freaking grief from everybody. Drinking a crap beer.
She's gone.
Ultimately, who can turn that? I was right. Kiss my ass.
Get it all. Good.
So that's his upset.
That was easier than I thought.
Mm-hmm. It seemed complicated.
It's easy to do the
And then
sports
you start working
radio.
Yourself. Well, sports talk. I disagree.
All we got to do is talk about the upside.
Yeah.
Upside, upside, upside. Can you go an hour without saying upside? I'll give you $5.
I just don't care what guys can do in gym shorts and a t-shirt. Right. I want to see tape. I want to see them on the field and how they produce.
Well, right. You can't produce till you're on the field. That's the problem. We don't know how good this guy's going to be. He's been riding the bench.
Well, the upside is he's a great student of the game.
Oh, let's see here. Oh, we got to give the birthday.
A lot of GMs lost their job saying that word, Miles.
Upside?
This guy's had a great upside.
Yeah, sure does. Okay. If you get food, there's a chance there might be bugs in it.
Yeah, like, but
we all know that.
Worms in your drink is different.
That is different.
I mean, that's just like you might get hair in your food. If a whole dreadlock is sitting in your taco, like it's a different thing. Right? And a worm to me would be like
a dreadlock in my taco.
Yeah.
Boy, that would be a surprise. Jesus.
And it seems like the most reasonable place for it.
Especially if there are no employees with dreadlocks. Then it's really terrible.
Because it would fit right in there.
And a Taco Bell be a white dread.
Mm-hmm. With a bud in it.
Ooh, you know, you could make a dreadlock taco. But instead of an actual dreadlock, it's a churro covered in chocolate.
You could also make a dreadlock hot dog.
Dreadlock hot dog. Just get a big long lock and put it in a bun.
How is that a good call? How is a dreadlock hot dog a good call?
People like gimmicky food.
People like hot dogs.
Now, the Men's Room legacy continues. Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Hello, there we go. Welcome to show number 3034. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, Robin Fox, and my car.
Montgomery!
Hire the Men's Room. On tap today, once again, we play Big Dummy. Ted's meat and potatoes goes meat-free. No way Sherlock is back. Get ready to play Profile This. Plus headlines, a Men's Room shot of the day, fumble listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV time with Ted.
Click, clack.
Drink, cut you drunk. All right, here we go. Tiger attacks Arizona Animal Sanctuary director to mark the second tiger attack in the U.S. in 1 week. Speaking of animals that kill, another is up for adoption with talons and a beak. California governor who raised gas taxes now miffed on why gas prices are so high. 37 hospitalized in Illinois after poisonous ammonia spills into the sky. And the Duggar family says no devils allowed at the picnic. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, today is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. And here's how it works. You call us, we will... We will spin the category wheel. And then we'll ask you a question from that category. But here is where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right. Because, as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. To date, our biggest dummy ever is the lovely and talented Josh, who set phasers to dumb and found a way to answer 19 consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Of course you can. So give us a call, and off we go on Big Dummy.
Be a contestant to play Big Dummy. Call 844-999-OLA. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and on Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send your emails to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Over to us and away we go. Welcome to show number 3034.
What a large and in charge program we have for you today is once again, the head chef is in the house. Ted's Meat and Potatoes is back. And today the head chef goes meat free. And I know what you're saying. You're saying no meat at all in the whole segment.
That'd be Ted's Potatoes then.
Well, there's a meat substitute that people are really starting to
potatoes.
Get into.
Oh, it's still meat and potatoes.
It's coming from a soy standpoint.
All right, listen, it's
meat
potato
substitute.
Heavy.
If it's substitute, it's not meat. Otherwise, I wouldn't call it meat substitute.
Well, he's going meat-free today, but the name of the segment still is Ted's Meat and Potatoes.
I know, but this could have been a one-off versus Ted's Potatoes.
Ted's Potatoes. Ted's
I mean, the XFL is still going to be pro football, but it's not the NFL.
But NFL does not stand for professional football. It's the National Football League.
Miles, tell him it's the name of the segment.
It's the name of the segment.
Oh, why didn't you just tell me that?
But apparently, some of these new meat-free options are pretty good. I have yet to try the meatless burger. What is it called?
The Impossible Burger.
The Impossible Burger.
I've eaten it. It's pretty good.
I've heard it's good.
Yeah, I got it by mistake, but it's good.
Wait, what did you think? It was like some loaded hamburger? Like, ooh, the Impossible Burger.
Yes, all right. Me and another adult friend, we're like a couple, I don't know, teenage girls on Instagram. We saw a picture of it. We went to the restaurant. We ordered it. And the lady goes, just so you know, it's not real meat.
Okay.
You had no idea.
No, because we went based on a picture.
But doesn't it bleed and all that and kind of have the same look, the same juiciness?
It's juicy. I don't know that all I'd right. say it bleeds. They should stop saying
that. Don't say it bleeds if there's no blood.
they're trying to say it bleeds so vegetarians won't eat it.
We don't want your vegetarians.
Well, in all fairness, and that's the road you're living on. If you've ever tried to go meat-free for a little while, at least from a beef standpoint or a pork standpoint or whatever the deal is, there are some substitutes that are actually okay. And when I say they're actually okay, what I mean is they're not great. They're okay. It's like turkey bacon.
But wait.
It's not great. It's okay.
Would these things
right,
be okay?
Vegan bacon sucks.
Would it be okay if they did not try to compare it to... So in other words, like you said, the Impossible is burger is good on its own.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. But would turkey bacon be considered good if they didn't call it bacon? You follow what I'm saying?
Possibly.
Once you say, I'm in the bacon realm, well, that's a whole different... That's like saying I'm a professional baseball player because I bought a new ball.
Like with the vegetarian hot dogs and all that stuff, they're okay. But that's the limit. There's nothing better than just okay. It's okay, or as Ted would say, like with the vegan bacon, it's absolutely horrible, and it can't be eaten.
Yeah, the vegan bacon's terrible.
I've tried some of the ground, fake ground beef before that you could put in like a taco or if you want to make sloppy joes with it. It's okay. It's not great. It's just okay. But these are supposed to be above that line of just okay.
Okay.
As far as the meat-free options, that's what's coming up with the head chef and Ted's Meat and Potatoes.
Better than okay.
Better than okay. Noah Sherlock is back. We'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. Another round of Profile This. And as this is a guaranteed future repeat, and as we do every time we play Big Dummy, we do a little men's room poll. Now, the last time we did it, we were talking about the joys of the Easter basket and some of the least favorite Easter candies. But nonetheless, we wanted you to pick one. Your choices were the Cadbury cream egg. You either love the Cadbury cream egg or you think it's just disgusting and repulsive.
Mm-hmm.
There's no other way to look at that. Peeps is another one of those. You eat Peeps or you do not eat Peeps. Followed by jelly beans and the whole chocolate bunny. Not the hollow one, but the thick.
The big, thick, yeah.
Yeah, the complete chocolate bunny. So as far as the voting goes, as we put the poll up there for you, if you follow the Twitter there at Men's Room Live, Peeps, by far, was the last one that people wanted
really?
To eat. 6%.
I mean, I hate Peeps. I'm just surprised. I thought more people liked Peeps than they
I did
apparently
too.
Do.
Well, Ted and I were looking today earlier at a chocolate-covered Peep that we did not know exist before, individually wrapped. So it probably maintains its freshness.
Yeah, I do much into that. It's kind of like, remember Russell Stover's for years had the chocolate-covered marshmallows.
It's like wrapping something that otherwise sucks in bacon.
Well, you know, like...
It's like the Peep did not improve itself. The Peep made friends with something that you don't find repulsive.
You know, yeah, like Ted says, those box of chocolates and you don't know what you're going to get. Sometimes you get the chocolate-covered marshmallow. It's not the worst thing in the world.
It's not. What's the worst one? What's
the
worst
one?
You'll take a bite.
Any kind of fruit in it.
Yeah, like man, that's.
Oh, I like some. I just hate the one that's all coconut inside.
Oh, I like that one.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah, you can have that. Okay. But the thing is, you already took a bite of it.
That's true.
Because you had to find out what it is.
But you're still going to finish
it. Well, I mean, like at the end of the day, the best is that solid chocolate guy, the Whitman sampler.
Yep.
You want the Whitman dude.
The Whitman guy, you want to eat the dude?
Yeah, there's a center. There's only one of those, though. There's like two of everything else, but there's only one guy.
Yeah, you want to eat that. You do.
When I was a kid, it was like almost turned to fist fights.
Like 3 years ago, we got one of those, and my daughter, I found out the next morning, she did the, ooh, I don't like this one, to put it back. So half of them were half eaten. All the good ones were gone. And then we had a talk.
Thanks. All right, number two, the Cadbury cream egg, 28% of you. Said you'd rather have that Cadbury cream egg. And the number one was a two-way tie. Jelly beans and the chocolate bunny came in at 33%. So there you go on the results from the last time we played Big Dummy in the poll. Now, this week we're going to do something a little bit different. We're going to ask you to place your tongue someplace. And you're going to have to hold it there. Are we going to say Let's say 5 seconds.
No. Yes. We got to go 30 seconds, man.
All right, do I have to lick it or just put my tongue on it?
Put your tongue
on it. In it or on it, depending on what it is.
You're going to go 30 seconds.
30 seconds.
Okay, 30 seconds. So your first choice to put your tongue someplace is the gym shower floor. Now, I don't know if you regularly go to the gym, but just know that the showers, obviously, they're communal. Sometimes they're in an open room. Sometimes they're individual stalls. Either way, there is a reason that people most of the time bring flip-flops in when they shower to go and take a shower in the gym.
Think about that. You don't want your bare feet to touch a shower.
You do not. You do not
that,
want
right.
your bare
you don't
feet
want your
touching
bare
the floor.
Foot. The thing that deals with every... Your feet probably come into contact with more horrible things than anything. You don't want them to touch that floor.
The kind of bacteria that exists in a gym locker room and a gym shower is the kind of stuff where you almost die if you catch it. You know what I mean? Like these... Do you remember what happened to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers when they had that infection? Like they had to shut down and quarantine.
It happened to a couple of them.
Yeah, I mean.
But they shut down training for a while.
Oh man, it's it can be really nasty. So The gym shower floor, by the way, has got this layer on it in our gym. And I can't really put my finger on it, but it's slippery.
Is it slick?
It's slimy.
Yeah.
I mean, it feels like you could slip at any moment, but it doesn't feel like you're actually touching the tile. You're touching what the layer of the crap is above it.
But what is like? Is it just people goo? I mean, just
I don't
whatever
know.
You rinse
the drain,
off.
Is the drain slow? Sometimes if a drain is slow
right.
and like water sits there, you get that weird slick on it. Robin's shaking her head, too.
It's not the drain, Ted. It's
right.
because there are shower stalls, and each stall has a drain.
All right.
Like between the two of them. So that's not the issue.
Oh, no. Not in the – not okay. So in the – all right. So just so you know.
It's different in the men's room?
It's different in the men's room. So there might be two or there might be one, but they all kind of slope in a little bit, right? I'll tell you why. Because I was taking a shower the other day, and I looked down, and it's very – okay. The showers aren't very powerful, all right, in our gym.
No.
So when the water hits you, it kind of hits you and it runs off of your body. You don't see a stream of the water. The guy gets into the shower beside me, turns on the shower, right? And I see this single stream coming from his midsection.
Come on, man.
So he immediately comes in, and as soon as the water hits him, he's pissing in the shower. Keep that in mind, too, when you think about today's poll.
It's not a
poll. Where you're going to put your tongue. For 30 seconds. I mean, a shower is a shower.
Drain's a drain.
Drain's a drain. There you go. I mean, that's going to be.
But I feel more comfortable with the idea of pee than anything else because the pee, I can identify what it is. Right? You don't have to like what it is, but you're telling me the floor is slick. Look, you could either stick your tongue in a jar of urine or a jar of slick.
I'm taking urine. It's sweat. I mean, it's everything that's being washed off
hair.
Of somebody who maybe had been on that treadmill for 45 minutes, a half an hour. You've got all the saltiness. You know, you've got the whole deal. So gym shower floor is your first choice. Your second choice for 30 seconds of putting your tongue somewhere is a stranger's nostril. So you're going to put your tongue up a stranger's nostril. What's wrong with that?
I think
30
it's
seconds, all right? So we randomly pick this dude, like, hey, man, we need you for 30 seconds. You're going to stick your tongue as far as you can up this person's nostril.
Which, by the way, credit to the stranger for enduring that.
Yeah, and that's a good 30 seconds. Your third choice is a porta-potty toilet seat.
Nope.
You will place your tongue on a porta-potty toilet seat for 30 seconds before lifting it up.
Just the seat.
Just the seat.
But that's enough.
That's it. And Steve's personal favorite, coming in at number four, the bowling ball hole. We will go to a random bowling alley. And this is not your own bowling ball. This is a ball that we pick for you.
Yep.
And then you stick your tongue in that hole for 30 seconds.
And tell us what you taste.
So again, our men's room poll, put your tongue here. Gym shower floor, stranger's nostril, porta potty toilet seat, or bowling ball hole. We good to go?
Yeah.
Any thoughts?
Definitely not the shower floor. Definitely not the porta potty. I have to actually go with the bowling ball hole.
You're going to go bowling ball
hole? I thought it was funny because I'm like, that's the last thing I would do. But based on the other choices, I got to go bowling ball hole.
They don't really clean those.
No, what's the point? You're sticking your hands in there, man.
Yeah, I'm with you. It's either bowling ball or dude's nostril.
Really? We never said it was a dude.
Oh, a lady nostril.
Could be anybody.
Yeah. Well, I already do that.
Yeah.
That's a thumbnail on one of my sites.
Right. We're thinking like sticking your, you know, licking someone's face or a dog. Dogs, one of the grossest things they said was licking your dog's paw.
Who licks their dog's paw? Who do you have to tell this to?
A dog will stick its paw on your face one time or two times a week anyway without you wanting it to. So you've probably already done that.
Yeah, but I mean, look, if your dog, other than you petting your dog, and it's licking your face. It was licking its own anus, you know, 20 minutes ago. We put up with a lot of stuff from dogs.
Right.
But I would not lick its paw.
Okay. There's our men's room poll.
Unless you mean his father. I'd lick his paw. You know what I'm saying?
Game is up, Big Dummy, 844-999. Ola, who is our first contestant, ready to play the big game?
Oh, wait. Hang on. There's already coming in. People, we have one person picks a stranger's nostril. One person picks a bowling ball. Someone else says the nose has MRSA, so no way. I got to think your gym shower floor probably has MRSA on there too, right?
Well, that's what
MRSA.
Wrestling match, shower.
What
okay,
good times.
Hello, clap. Welcome to the men's room.
Please clap.
Dummy.
Hola.
Hello, clap.
Sir, clap. Are you there?
Yeah, you hear me?
Yeah, there we go.
All right, Clap, you playing for... Hola. You playing for Team Sober, Team Not Sober?
I'm at work right now. I'm playing for Sober.
All right, Clap, welcome to the program. Men's room poll. We need you to put your tongue here Will it be the gym shower floor, stranger's nostril, porta potty toilet seat, or a bowling ball hole?
I got to go with the bowling ball hole.
Okay. I'm right there with you. Maybe both of us can team up on one ball and bring a third.
Oh, dude, we'll take down the Big Lebowski and everybody else.
There you go.
Hey, Clap, how'd you get your name?
My last name's Clapper. You guys asked me that last time.
Okay, all right.
It's worth asking.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, if it's a nickname from your college days, we have a good guess. So
I probably saw you in the clinic.
You would, yeah.
All right. What? Let's see. Here's the first question. What is a newly hatched or baby fish called?
Ooh, etchling. No idea.
I'll give you a hint.
Minnow.
It's also a method of cooking. It's the easiest way to make even horrible food taste better. Cook it with this method.
Brine it?
Saute?
Cook it. Fry. Good fry. Lord, man. Jesus.
Did you say saute?
Saute.
I know.
You guys want saute and brine?
Yeah.
How sophisticated are you sons of a bitch? Like, just fry it.
We went way over the top.
Yeah.
Saute it. Brine it.
Right, exactly.
I was thinking fry. Maybe thinking I'm ghetto.
How do I make crab food better?
Yeah. All right, your question.
Because it's covered in butter if I saute it.
It is, but I feel like deep frying or frying makes anything
but
better.
I'm doing it in butter.
What if we had brined it and then we have Miles saute it?
In butter.
I have to come up with different hints.
I'm deep frying everything. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
What is the NATO phonetic alphabet word for the letter R?
NATO alphabet letter. I've never even heard of that.
That would be the stuff, like the military uses. So Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, all that kind of thing.
Oh, for R?
Yes.
You got me.
Roger?
Nope. That a Freudian slip, Miles?
Reuben.
Romeo.
Romeo. Right.
You've heard
Romeo
of
Echo. Romeo.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I guess Roger means over.
Rufus. Yeah, don't use Roger. Like, what are you doing?
Roger means I understand. Right. If I
don't. Yeah, over and out.
All right. How many sides does a trapezoid have?
Trapezoid is.
Come on.
Damn it. How about eight? No, that's not. That's
oct.
Six.
I'll be your trap.
Four.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd be thinking quad there.
Look, I didn't come up with the terms, bro. I don't know. And frankly.
You're right. Yeah, that's all good.
Trapezoid to me sounds like such a stupid childish name. Hey, what do you call that event? That's my trapezoid.
All right, Clap. Question four. The Clap Man. The Clapster.
The Clap Man.
Are those shoulders? Yeah, it's a trap, dude.
All right, Mr. Clapper. Your question, what state's name is the first M of the 3M company? Fine purveyors of tape. So I'll give you a hint. The state starts with the letter M.
Montana.
And I guess it's
Maine?
Minnesota.
Minnesota. I'd never know that.
How do you say you'd never get it? The state starts Minnesota's? With the letter M.
So how do you say the name of the place?
I'd say 3M. I'm not sure. I've
is
seen
it Minnesota, Minnesota, Minnesota?
No,
is the name of the
company?
Was
like Minnesota, Montgomery, and something else.
Oh, you know what 3M.
Oh, that's right.
It's 3M.
Yeah, I gotcha.
All right. In The Matrix, what color pill did Neo take?
What?
The blue pill. No, the red pill.
Okay.
It is, in fact, the red pill. He did not have erectile dysfunction, so he went red.
He probably wouldn't need it. You know what I mean? Because he can do all other stuff.
What would you choose? I just have two pills. You're at a concert. I say, take one, red or blue.
Well, what would I choose?
You give me an explanation. Because the cat who gave them to him, Larry Fishburne, he explained, if you take this one, you would only.
Oh, no. Mine come with no explanation.
I'm taking both.
I would guess by the color. That
you know
red,
I'm taking both.
That red would make you go up and blue would make you go down.
Based on what?
Well,
because an ED drug, which is blue, in fact, it makes you go up.
Way up.
Right. But also makes your heart rate go up.
Right, so that's all up.
Yeah, dude, I'm giving you these pills at a festival. They're both going to make your heart
rate go
up. I'm taking both.
I'm taking red.
All right.
I think the red pill is the best choice.
The answer was blue.
Oh.
Damn it.
Game is Big Dummy 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Bryce. Hello, Bryce. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hey, Bryce, were you explaining the difference between quad and a trapezoid?
What?
Were you explaining to your friend the difference between a trapezoid and why sometimes we use the word quad?
Yeah. A trapezoid is any four-sided shape with one set of parallel sides.
Oh.
So technically, a square is a trapezoid, too.
Thanks, dude.
Okay. Bryce, are you sober or not sober? Tell me.
I'm sober, but I'm at a bar.
Oh, what the hell? You're doing it wrong.
Why? No, I have to work at said bar later today.
Oh,
my
gosh. All
right. Yeah.
Still, really you're doing it wrong.
They'd know.
All right, Bryce, men's room poll today. Pick one to put your tongue on. Will it be the gym shower floor, a stranger's nostril, porta-potty toilet seat, or a bowling ball hole?
Do I get to pick which bowling ball hole?
No, it's a bowling ball hole.
I'd go bowling ball hole.
Okay. Like,
for sure.
I mean, do you have your own personal bowling ball?
No, I don't.
Do you know someone else's that you could put your tongue in?
No.
We kind of figured that.
Hey, man, can I borrow your bowling ball so I can stick my tongue in it? By the way, someone says, whoa, thrill, Morpheus is Samuel L. Jackson, bro. It is not. It is, in fact, Larry Fishburne.
I'm sure neither one of them have never heard that before.
By the way, don't call him Larry. Friend of ours, Krista the Sista, had an occasion to meet Lawrence Fishburne, and she is a free spirit, might be the best way to describe her. But she approached him, and the first words that she says to him are, hey, Larry! The first words that he says to her is, it is Lawrence.
Oh.
Got off to an awkward start. Mm-hmm. All right, here is your question. What movie's first sequel featured the subtitle State of the Union?
Can you say that again?
I sure can. What movie's first sequel featured the subtitle State of the Union?
I have no idea.
Triple X. Vin Diesel.
Uh-huh.
All right, Bryce, hold the line. More Big Dummy coming up. If you'd like to be a contestant, 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Head chef goes meat free coming up with Ted's Meat and Potatoes. Email comes in and says, guys, I work at Red Robin where we serve the Impossible Burger. It is actually really good. It tastes like a slightly overcooked burger. So look, there you go. Something worth trying.
I believe it. It was all about who tells me. If a vegetarian says, hey, man, I think it tastes like meat. It's nothing against vegetarians, but if you don't eat meat, I'm not taking your opinion. When Ted said it tasted good, I believe Ted.
Yeah, right? I believe people who like to eat meat and enjoy the taste of it. If this replicates that close enough where you can't really tell the difference, we'll find out coming up with the head chef.
And what a great sales pitch. This tastes like a slightly overcooked burger.
Ted's Meat and Potatoes on the way. In the meantime, the game is a Big Dummy. We have Bryce on the line. Bryce is playing for Team Sober. And Bryce, you are working now on question number three, sir.
Welcome back to the program, Bryce. Here is your question. Who is Ina Garten, better known as on the Food Network? Are you there, Bryce?
Bryce.
Yeah, Bryce is not
okay,
there.
Okay, well, Bryce that all was, right, well, that was exciting. That was not even questioned.
Man.
And, who is, let me think here.
She has a nickname, so Ina Garten is her name.
Is this a big network, name in the Food Network? We should know this name?
I've heard, I don't watch Food Network, but I've heard her name, so I'm assuming.
Is it the Italian lady?
No.
It's
the Swedish chef.
No. The Barefoot Contessa.
The Barefoot Contessa.
The Barefoot Contessa.
I don't know it.
Would not have got that. But is she a grape stomper?
I don't know. Maybe she makes wine.
Yeah. Okay, yes. Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game.
Hello, Yusuf. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy! Hola!
Hola! Yusuf, are you playing for Team Sober, Team Not Sober?
Never sober. Just say yes.
Yusuf with the Not Sober team. All right, men's room poll. Put your tongue here, Yusuf. Will it be the gym shower floor, a stranger's nostril, porta-potty toilet seat, or a bowling ball hole?
Man, I was thinking the bowling ball hole, but then I think of how many people, like, pick their nose and kick their butts and wipe their butt and then stick their fingers in those holes. I mean, nobody washes their hands at a bowling alley. I'm going to go with a girl's nostril. That would be all right.
It's a stranger. There's no guarantee on the girl part, Yusuf, but you pick the nostril. There you go.
It could be like one of those snotty-nosed kids in preschool. Kids look like they snort Jello shots, you know? All right.
Yeah.
Here is your question. Who directed the movie Elf? He also directed Iron Man and Swingers.
Ooh, that's a giant hint that he directed Swingers.
Swingers.
Or Iron Man. I mean, Avengers, you know.
Yeah.
He was also in Rudy.
Was he in Rudy?
Yeah. Bebop. John Favreau.
Okay, yeah. John Favreau.
I like that guy.
Seems decent.
You interviewed him.
Did I?
Yeah.
I'm not being funny. All right, here we go. Just hang on.
No, no, no. In Thrill's defense on this one, it was a very busy day. It was the same day Cena showed up.
Really?
I want to say
I interviewed John Cena and John Favreau. Hey, that's a feather in my cap. I remember John Cena because he was physically in the studio and asked me to listen to his rap album. And it was not good, but John Cena was excited. I remember he was smiling and bobbing his head. And this is John Cena. And the man looks at me and goes, what do you think? And I don't want to lie to the guy, but I sure as hell didn't want to tell him how bad I thought it was because he's as big as John Cena. He looks as big in real life as he does on TV. When, so I told him, I said, what I would say, John, is I would stick with wrestling if I were you. And he just kind of nodded understandingly.
John Favreau's interview, if I recall.
I don't.
He was doing a sequel.
Wait, were you there?
Yes.
He
was in the Bahamas, or he was in the Caribbean.
Yeah.
And I want to say we found out later at that time that he was dating, this is not the right person, but it's on this level. Like, the Penelope Cruz of the movie, the Selma Hayek of the movie, like, whoever this person was that you could not believe that he was dating, he was actually dating her at that time.
I don't remember anyone we talked to. That's what I realized.
Yes.
My bad, Miles. I didn't realize you were there already.
I was there.
So I have no defense. It wasn't a busy day.
You don't remember. Yeah, I tried to help you out, but I was full ass too.
All right. All right, here's your question. What musical artist is nicknamed Slow Hand?
Nicknamed Snow what?
Slow Hand.
He masturbates. Takes him like 3 hours.
While making eye contact.
That's why they call him Slow Hand. Because he,
I don't know.
He was going to be a sperm donor, but it took too much time.
Eric Clapton. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Oh, really?
That's a story from the 70s. He was one of the first people to donate sperm, but they ended up closing and kicking him out.
Right.
Just PSA, once again, people on Twitter or whatever, they're not supposed to be easy choices.
Why is this so hard for
you? I don't know. Every week.
More of a Big Dummy coming up. If you'd like to be a contestant, 844-999-ORLA.
Hola. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.